Imagine you've just spent the better part of 24 hours working your way through a canal that is so tight your skull had to unhinge to allow you through. Now, imagine before your eyes can adjust, the first thing you experience once you're through is a slap and a mugging. You'd cry too, right? Well, new practices are taking the newborn's point of view more carefully into consideration, and it's changing the culture of delivery rooms, and perhaps the state as well. Labor and delivery nurses and other obstetrical professionals who work in hospitals in southern West Virginia where babies are delivered recently met at Raleigh General Hospital in Beckley to learn more about what's called kangaroo care. Ellen King is a nurse and the executive director of Women's and Children's Services at Raleigh General. King says these workshops are changing the culture of care in delivery rooms.
Overall, the culture is sort of a medical model where we assume that the baby is ill, and so we take the baby away from the mom, and we want to examine it and weigh it and measure it and check all of the different bits and pieces. So we're switching more to a model of normalcy and healthy baby. So instead of assuming that we have a sick baby, we're going to assume that we have a healthy baby, being ready for a response if there is a problem, but still kind of switching that model to a more natural and normal type of behavior.
Kangaroo care, or skin-to-skin care, is a practice where newborns are taken directly after delivery and placed skin-to-skin on their mother's chest. King says at Raleigh General Hospital, they already practice kangaroo care in some cases, but the workshop accomplishes two things. It's the first step in implementing a formal policy change, and it's emboldening staff to have confidence in those changes.
I've been in a lot of labors and a lot of deliveries over my career, and every once in a while, a delivery gets you. And the skin-to-skin deliveries, the babies that get that opportunity to be with their moms, the joy in these moms' faces, you know, they've worked so hard to have a baby. They've gone through this labor process, and this is their reward. Looking at their baby, it just is this calmness that the baby has that sort of is transmitted to everybody in the room. To see those moments is just really fulfilling.
Denise Barbier is from the University of Louisville Hospital Center for Women and Infants. She's traveling the state to share the details of kangaroo care. She's already hosted many workshops in Kentucky, and while it takes a couple of years to officially register changes they're seeing, Barbier says the practice is already changing statistics in Kentucky.
When we started our Birth KC initiative, which is putting the baby immediately on the mom's chest, in the delivery room, I give them an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours to make that transition, and they'll actually take their first breast milk feeding because that's what they are born to do. And so when we started doing that, our breastfeeding rates jumped from, we were at 45% at the time, and it jumped up to 51% the first month. And I can tell you our current breastfeeding rates, breastfeeding initiation, just in August of this year, it was 78%. It did happen overnight. It's one of those things that just makes an immediate impact.
But let's back up a second. Why do we care how many moms breastfeed their babies? What's the value? Well, it all started with premature babies in Bogota, Colombia. Well, I mean, maybe it didn't start there exactly, but that's where our story starts. Denise Barbier tells the story at workshops throughout the state where two neonatologists hiking in the mountains of Colombia in the early 1980s came across a woman with a tiny, obviously premature infant tucked into her blouse, like a mama kangaroo. She kept the baby there, nursing it, and by all estimations of those neonatologists, that child probably shouldn't have survived, and yet they found her thriving.
They looked at this idea and decided that, you know, this could maybe help improve their infant outcomes for their premature infant. So in their hospital, what they would do is they would have the mothers come in and have the babies put inside or next to them, skin to skin, between the breasts, and the infants would have easy access to nutrition and also be kept warm. And as a result, their infant mortality rates decreased dramatically.
So from decreasing mortality rates in premature babies in Colombia, and in combination with a significant amount of research being done elsewhere, kangaroo care came to Kentucky, and it was extended to full-term infants. In addition to benefits for the baby like thermoregulation, improved cardiorespiratory oxygenation, better sleep, and, as Barbier says, kangaroo care has dramatically improved breastfeeding rates, which comes with its own set of benefits.
There are less ear infections, less allergies, less asthma. It's linked to decrease in childhood obesity, a decrease in SIDS, decrease in certain types of childhood cancers, decrease in diabetes later in life.
And those are just some of the benefits for the baby. There's also a list that applies to moms, including lowering risk of developing type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and postpartum depression. West Virginia Perinatal Partnership's Outreach Education Coordinator, Shauna Lively, has been working to get this information out to West Virginians.
We have high rates of obesity, we have high rates of substance abuse, we have some high rates of sudden unexpected infant death, things like this. And I'm really thinking that the kangaroo care that we do in the hospitals to initiate mother-baby bonding will go a long way in helping these issues.
The workshop at Raleigh General is one of five coordinated across the state, provided by a grant from the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources. Four more workshops are scheduled in October and November throughout the state. Lively says all 27 of the hospitals that deliver in the state have been invited to attend the workshops. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.